For decades, Hollywood has been known to promote an image of women that is far from empowering. Movies have traditionally portrayed women mostly in culturally acceptable roles, such as wives and mothers, or as glorified sex objects.
Do you like wild things, Mr. Bond, James Bond?
Wild? You should be locked up in a cage.
And the reason this has happened is that many leaders in the film industry were misogynistic, mostly because wounded men have always held positions of power in Hollywood. But in recent years, things have started shifting.
Harvey Weinstein, a man used to walking red carpets, now in handcuffs doing a perp walk.
We're now seeing more box office hits with women leading the way and breaking out of stereotypical roles. And one Academy Award winning movie in particular is leading the pack for its incredible plot that centers around a woman learning what it means to be truly free and in her power. But the storyline isn't just about female liberation. This is also a deeply spiritual movie, even if it may not seem like it on the surface. It's a movie with powerful spiritual lessons that we can all learn regardless of gender. I'm talking about the four-time Academy Award winner cinematic masterpiece Poor Things, starring Emma Stone. This movie has some incredible spiritual insights that can help us all become free from societal constraints and have the courage to create our own stories. And in this video, I'll share the three most powerful spiritual insights that we can all learn from Poor Things. But first, let's dive into the movie's story. And don't worry about spoilers, because I won't give away too much of the plot, but I will create a lot of anticipation in this video, so you will want to watch Poor Things right after this. And if you have watched the movie already, you'll probably want to re-watch it with these spiritual insights in mind. I sure did. Initially, Poor Things has some Frankenstein vibes, and it tells the story of a woman named Bella Baxter, who is brought back to life by a tortured physician whom she affectionately calls God. The problem is that Bella wakes up with no memory of the past and the brain of a newborn child.
This is Bella.
Hello, Bella.
Oh.
Bud.
Blood.
Bud.
Blood.
But she starts developing pretty quickly.
She's an experiment.
Good evening.
Her brain and her body are not quite synchronized. But she is progressing at an accelerated pace.
And the more she develops, the more the men around her try to control her.
I can't let you go.
If you do not, Bella, she'll turn rotten with hate.
But regardless of how many men try to control her, she just won't have it and ends up going on her own adventure of self-discovery and development.
A woman plotting her course to freedom.
So what's so spiritual about Poor Things, and what spiritual insights can we get from this absurd yet brilliant movie? The first insight is about templates. A while back, I made a video on the topic of energy templates, and I talked about how energy templates are energy programs that come from repeated thoughts, words, and behaviors. They're essentially any type of programming that you receive from society or family that tells you to think, believe, or behave in a certain way that is deemed appropriate. I'll leave a link to that video at the end of this one so you could watch next. But I remember that when I was writing the script for that video, I was having a hard time showing the full extent of energy templates because there are so many in our society and they can be so insidious that they end up becoming a part of who we are and are never questioned. So when I watched Poor Things, I found the premise of the movie to be brilliant in showing us all what these insidious templates look like and how a person can react to them if they suddenly woke up one day and didn't have any templates at all. Sure, it's pretty hilarious to see the adventures a person can get into if they have the body of an adult but the brain of a child. But this premise also means that Bella came back to life without any societal programming that she would have had before. And the most important part is that in her new life, she chooses not to accept the old templates again. And the main ones she encounters in her everyday life revolve around what it means to be a member of polite society, which she fails at hilariously.
Bella.
Why I keep it in my mouth if it is revolting?
And the other templates revolve around what it means to be a woman and how women should ultimately submit to the authority of a male figure. There are many men in the movie that try to control Bella one way or another.
You will confine yourself to three phrases. How marvelous. Delighted. And how do they make the pastry so crisp, yes?
But because she doesn't have templates on how a woman should behave, all the men's attempts to control her always backfire.
Oh.
What this whole storyline illustrates is the capacity and courage that we can all have to say no to society's expectation or programs that are detrimental. Although we start getting programmed with these templates as small children, we can choose to unplug from energy templates later on in life if we want to. We don't have to just blindly accept what we're taught or what society projects onto us. We have the freedom to say no. But the courage and strength to say no to societal programs comes from something that Bella Baxter developed very quickly in the movie, and that is a strong solar plexus. Your solar plexus is the third chakra or energy center of the seven main chakras of your body. This is an energy center located at the top of your stomach, and it's responsible for your sense of personal power, will, sovereignty, and a sense of self. And Poor Things gives a great look into what can happen to our solar plexus if we don't have a lot of societal templates that weigh us down. We can develop our solar plexus in a way that is very empowering, fearless, and strong. We have confidence in ourselves because we don't accept the societal or religious templates that tell us we're not good enough or are incomplete. We accept ourselves completely and are fearless in going out into the world and making our mark. This is especially true when the development of the solar plexus is not met with resistance by the people who raise us. We see this play out in Poor Things when Bella decides to leave and go out on her own. The physician who raised her initially says he won't let her leave, but once she exerts her will, he then supports her decision and even helps her. I remember this happening in my own life, too. When I was 17, I left home a few months after my dad died, and I remember being afraid to tell my mom I wanted to leave. I was afraid that she would resist or asked me to stay or tell me that she needed me because my dad had just died. But she didn't. When I made the decision to leave, she supported me all the way and never once pressured me to think of herself or my teenage brother. She helped me find the freedom to be me at a crucial time in my development, and I'm forever grateful for that. And if you're wondering how you can develop your solar plexus, I put together a free guide with my top 20 morning routines that I use to keep my energy grounded, clear, and at peace. When you use spiritual morning routines, they can really help you lay the energy foundation that could lead to a powerful solar plexus and confidence in your everyday life. To download this powerful free guide and get started on these morning routines tomorrow morning, click on the link below to get started. The third spiritual insight from Poor Things is that you truly have the freedom to create your own story. And the reason I left this insight for last is that it depends on the first two insights. When we consciously choose not to accept detrimental societal templates and we strengthen the solar plexus, we become unstoppable at following our own unique paths. And that's what happened to Bella Baxter. She kept developing her inner power through all the new experiences she was having, but her identity was being built from a foundation of self-confidence and fearlessness. She didn't care about the rules of polite society.
Why I keep it in my mouth if it is revolting?
She didn't care about society's expectations that pretty women can't also be intelligent and ambitious. In fact, one of the things that irritated Bella's lover the most was that she was developing intellectually and becoming a voracious reader who wanted to learn everything about the world.
You're always reading now, Bella. You're losing some of your adorable way of speaking.
No matter how much society or the men around her tried to mold her to be an appropriate woman, she just kept moving ahead with what she wanted in her life, following her passions and interests, and not interested at all in how others saw her. This is such a remarkable and courageous way to be in life, and through this movie, we learn that no matter what society templates that are projected onto us, we can choose to unplug and follow our own unique paths through the power of our solar plexus. Check out this video next to learn how to chart your own path and break free from detrimental energy templates like Bella Baxter did.